It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates, recommendations, and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Well, a lot of people were surprised that if that suspect in the Tennessee Waffle House mass murder case could come up with enough money, he could bond out of jail. The bond had been set at $2 million. Now a judge has revoked that bond. It does not eliminate the possibility 29-year-old Travis Reinking could get a bond, but it creates hurdles that'll make it more likely he will stay in jail. The bond at $2 million brought much criticism on the social media. Most people were outraged by the possibility that the suspect in one of the worst mass shootings in Nashville's history could walk free if he produced that bond money. From this week in agribusiness, some farmers in places like Illinois and Indiana have put a good dent in their crop planting this week. Others have said, no, it's too cold in that topsoil. Some of the soils are still too wet. On our television show this weekend, on This Week in Agribusiness, Ag weatherman Greg Solier will present again his four-week forecast. We've asked him to do that for the next few weeks, looking 4 weeks into the future during this critical season for crop planting. Our show is carried each weekend, This Week in Agribusiness, each weekend on RFD-TV and more than 100 local television stations. We found these statistics on the screen this morning. Did you know we in the United States have more dogs per person than any other country? There are an estimated 70 million dogs in our homes, and you have a 1 in 50 chance each year of being bitten by a dog. About 1 million people report to the hospital or some medical facility each year after being bitten by a dog. In the U.S. last year, 39 people were killed in dog attacks. 20% of those fatalities occurred to people over the age of 70. So in Peoria, Illinois, the 26-year-old man suffering from a toothache was seeking relief the other night. He told police that's what led him to a bar in the city, that he thought he would, quote, get some shots, as he explained to officers. Instead, he took a shot in the jaw when another bar patron slugged him. We suspect that did not help the toothache. Police told the Peoria Journal-Star they intend to talk to the guy who delivered that shot to the jaw. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by the Climate Corporation. If your fields could talk, producers, what would they say? I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.